Good morning, everyone. I hope the weather has not been putting you in lockdown. Today's gospel recalls a miracle, the calling of disciples, and a message of God's grace. May this time of worship open our hearts to God's amazing grace and inspire us to share it with others. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
The word of God from Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name, because of your love and faithfulness.
For you have glorified your name and your word above all things.
When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me.
All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth.
They will sing of the ways of the Lord, and that great is the glory of the Lord.
Though the Lord be high, he cares for the lowly. He perceives the haughty from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me.
The Lord will make good his purpose for me. O Lord, your love endures forever. Do not abandon the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel reading contains a number of elements. There's quite a bit going on here. So let us indulge in a little exegesis. In case you're unfamiliar with this word, do not be afraid. I'm not going to throw holy water on anyone or bring up my breakfast, and it doesn't mean Jesus is leaving the building. It's just a fancy way of saying we're going to look carefully at the text and try and interpret and analyze its meaning. At this point, Jesus, it would appear that Jesus is getting a bit of a following. Word is spreading. Hashtag Jesus of Nazareth, preacher with power. The crowds were such that he was getting pressed in on. And so he got into a boat, went a little way from the shoreline, and continued to teach people from the water. The next thing that we read about is a miracle, the great catch of fish. After he's finished teaching the crowd, he instructs the boat owner, Simon, to get the nets that the fishermen have just been cleaning and put them back in the water. Despite an initial grumble about an unsuccessful night of fishing, Simon seems to either sense some authority or charisma about Jesus, perhaps from hearing him teaching the crowd, and he does what Jesus tells him. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets. Here follows the miraculous catch of fish, so successful that they are literally overwhelmed with fish and in danger of going under. In response to this amazing bounty for a fisherman and his friends, the people, not the cough lozenges, Simon is overcome with a sense of unworthiness and asks Jesus to leave him alone. The miracle disturbs Simon, and all who witnessed it were utterly amazed. But to Simon's obeisance and self-reproach, Jesus responds with words of reassurance and commission. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. In response to these words, when all the fishermen bring their boats in, they leave everything and follow Jesus. Wow. Perhaps the crowd had a good fish fry that day. Interestingly, the NRSV Bible I'm looking at has this passage entitled Jesus Calls the First Disciples. But I hope you can see from our little exegesis that there's more to this episode than just that. As this is the season of Epiphany, we should be looking for revelations, what is being shown to us or illuminated. In this passage, we are shown 1, that Jesus has become a popular teacher. 2, that Jesus can work miracles. And 3, that Jesus calls people to join his mission. But friends, if we look a little deeper, we also see something rather beautiful, inspiring, and truly amazing. And there's the clue. Grace. What we see here is an encounter with grace, God's grace. It is highlighted in the words shared between Simon and Jesus. The miraculous bounty of fish, although wonderful, disturbed Simon. Perhaps this overwhelming blessing felt way beyond what he expected or deserved simply by following Jesus' instructions. Perhaps this miracle, as well as hearing Jesus' teaching from his boat, confirmed for Simon that Jesus was holy. Faced with such unmerited blessing and holiness, Simon is overcome with awareness of his shortcomings and failures. But to this, Jesus reassures him and invites him and his friends to follow him in his mission of love. This is grace. This is the grace of God. I am not surprised by Simon's reaction to what happened, are you? Whenever I have experienced unmerited kindness or loving action from a fellow human being, which I don't feel I deserve or have earned, it kind of bowls you over a bit. You don't know how to handle it. Oh, you shouldn't have. It's too much. When we humans become truly aware of and experience the grace of God in our lives, it is truly life-altering. It is transformative and yet so different that we can't always grasp it or deal with it. But God's grace is a fundamental part of our Christian faith. Grace is the free and unmerited love, favor, and benevolence of God to us, his people, as unworthy or undeserving as we might feel or be. Every action of God towards us involves his grace. Grace is the love of God shown to the unlovely, the peace of God given to the restless, the unmerited favor of God. In other words, God loves you. Period. Warts and all. God loves his people. God wants us to choose life, abundant life. He said it at the beginning, I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life. God wants us to be blessed and fulfilled. And this is not dependent on how good we are or how obedient we are. That is the old life under the law. Through Jesus and what he did on the cross and his resurrection, we have access to God's grace. Grace leads to life. We have the ability to live lives full of grace, living in the humble recognition and acceptance of a loving power much greater than ourselves. When we accept and rely on what Christ has done for us, we cannot earn it, and the price has already been paid. Let go and let God. But God's grace is not simply a passive thing. There is action required on our part. We need to accept and embrace it. Just like the amazing gift it is, we need to open our hearts to receive it and not push it away like we heard Simon attempt to do. Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Whenever in your Christian life you feel unworthy, undeserving, unsuitable, sinful, incapable, or afraid, listen to the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. Do not be afraid. A familiar refrain, especially in St. Luke's Gospel. You are loved. Do not be afraid. Christ calls each of us to follow him. When we accept his gift of grace and we try our best to live it, we can extend and share that message of God's transforming grace with others. That is amazing grace. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us, by prayer and intercession with thanksgiving, make our requests to God. Gracious God, we pray for peace, justice, and reconciliation throughout the world. We pray for the honoring of human rights and for the relief of the oppressed. We pray especially at this time for the peace and security of Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the renewal of the church in faith, love, and service. We pray for Todd, our bishop, and for the life of this parish. As we reopen today, we give thanks for the gift of your word, the grace of the sacraments, and the fellowship of your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for this local community and for all people in their daily life and work. We pray for the young and the elderly, for families and all who live alone. We give thanks for human love and friendship and for all that enriches our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for those who are in need, for the stressed, the sick, the sorrowful and bereaved. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Bart, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Jim, Carol, Paula, Peter and family, Jackson, and those only known to you as well as those on our long-term prayer list. We pray for all who through their gifts and skills bring comfort, care, and healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all who have died in the peace of Christ and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. We give thanks for the life and witness of Anne Humphreys, in whose memory the candle in the chapel is given, and we pray for Elizabeth, Jane, Robert, John, and their families in their grief. We join our prayers with Mike and Mary Whitehead in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Bev Whitehead, in whose memory the sanctuary candle is given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. Lord of the deep waters, you call us from the safety of the shore to an adventure of the Spirit. Open wide our arms to embrace the world you dare us to serve through Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen. And let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the Queen, Canada, the Commonwealth, and all humankind, peace and concord, and to us and all his servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.